3 days a week, commentator Anjali Primlani gives tarot readings at the Something Wicked bookstore in Evanston, Illinois. The store sells mystery novels, but also caters to people who like role-playing games. And sometimes the gamers ask her for a tarot reading.
In the store where I work, there are regular groups of people who play Magic the Gathering. A lot of gamer kids hang out there, and often they wind up in my little cubbyhole by the windows, sitting in the broken easy chairs, and talking about the Matrix movie or whatever. Recently, I've discovered that some of these baby-faced young men are in the Army Reserves, and their units have been activated. They tell me the Army is recruiting at role-playing game conventions, which is inexpressibly smart. I know gamer boys. If I was the Army, and looking for strategically minded young gentlemen ready for adventure, I'd make a beeline for them. They want to be knights and save the world. Why else do they play being knights saving the world? They're young, energetic, and smart, even if they think they're all wearing magical armor plus one. Other people may die, but not them. One kid came to me for a tarot reading. He asked me what was holding up his shipping out. I turned over the cards, and they said, "Don't be in a hurry. You're being prevented from being trapped in a violent mess." And let's call him Fred, though that's not his name. Fred scoffed. "Nothing is going to happen to me," he said. I was sick of hearing this. I lost the tact I usually have while I'm doing readings. I said, "You just think that because you're 18. "I'm 19, he said. "Whatever," I said. "Don't you know anything about World War I? Lots of dedicated, tough kids died horribly." I expected attitude at my woefully uncool liberalism, but Fred just sighed. "Yes," he said. Fred has friends who have already died in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's why he signed up. I listened in shock while this young volunteer went on an anti-Republican tear worthy of my Nixon-hating dad. When I was Fred's age at the end of the Cold War, young men who joined the military were overwhelmingly conservative. They believed in Ronald Reagan, in peace through strength, in the notion that America's intervention abroad was a noble enterprise. Fred is a liberal. Fred thought going into Iraq was unnecessary and distracts us from the real enemy, Al-Qaeda. Why, then, was he in such a bleeding hurry to get deployed? "Because of my friends," he said. "Because somebody has to finish the job they signed up for." And crack went my aging gamer girl heart. Paladin Fred then went out into the night. I don't know what forces are conspiring to keep him from shipping out, but I hope they keep right on conspiring. He still has the magical belief that mayhem will merely slide off of him, and the single-minded idealism you only have at 19. But he's a real patriot. I hope the people he serves prove worthy of him.
Anjali Primlani lives in Chicago.